You bet. Today is Tuesday, January 7th, 2020. This is the Josephine County Board of Commissioners convening at 2 p.m. for their legal counsel update in the BCC conference room. We have a few items before we go into executive session. Item one is a quick claim deed from Josephine County to Ashley Promo for purchase of county property on board Shanty Creek Road, Grants Pass, Oregon, from the fall of 2018 auction. It's page two of your packet. Looks like they have paid in full.
They have indeed. They paid, there was a contract. They paid the contract. They paid the recording fee. If you're ready to release the property.
Or just has to sign off on it.
Mm-hmm. I'd like to make a motion that we
approve it?
Approve the quick
claim. I will second that.
Okay. Any further discussion? All those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Aye. All right. Motion carries 3-0. This may sound familiar. Item two is a quick claim deed from Josephine County to Thomas Glass and Heather Glass for purchase of county property at 101 Davidson Road, Williams, Oregon, from the fall of 2019 auction. It's page three in your packet. This is already gone, or wait, they have also paid in full.
They have indeed. They signed a land sale contract but decided to pay in full. This is a public works property, so the money has been deposited that direction, and with your approval, we would deed the property to them.
I see. Any questions from the board?
How did public works get the property?
Public Works purchased the property with gas tax.
Was this Davidson's?
Yeah.
Yeah, it was a roadway bridge widening, and it was going to basically fundamentally end the use of the property. So actually, the guy was bought out and relocated.
There was a residence on there, wasn't there?
Yeah.
That you all.
Yeah, and it was going to put the new road line on the front porch on those. So actually, a whole new residence bought from El Cerro. It was a state bridge project, so we paid the 10.27.
Okay. I just wonder how we ended up acquiring property through public works.
Yeah.
So thank you.
Reasonable explanation. Any other questions from the board? All right, entertain the motion.
So moved.
And
second.
Item number two.
There's the second. All right. No further discussion. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries 3-0.
Originals are there.
And they're ready to sign. Item three is a request for amicus support, Kitchkar et al. Versus Oregon DEQ, which is page five of your packet. Did you have an explanation for this one, Commissioner Morgan?
Yes, we received, I think Wally and I both received an email. There is a case proceeding to the Supreme Court regarding mining rights. And at this time, the petitioners are simply inquiring of who may be interested parties to take part down the road. So it's not an actual commitment. And I would endorse and make a motion that we express our interest to take part as in the amicus as far as lending our support to the natural resources in the case.
I'm going to play naive and ask you to explain amicus for me.
Friend of the cause.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not a party. When persons are actually in a lawsuit, they're parties to a lawsuit, but when persons simply want to describe their thoughts and opinions about a lawsuit, then they become an amicus.
Okay, thank you.
So we can weigh in without having to be a party.
Yes, yeah, that's right. In a formal fashion that the court will review.
So I think I heard a motion in there.
I did, that we would show our support for as of interest, mm-hmm, as
okay,
a future party of amicus.
I'll second that.
We have a second. Any further discussion? Okay, those in favor, say aye.
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 Aye. Motion carries 3-0. Sounds like we are going to support that. Item four is U.S. Forest Service.
Who will communicate that to them? You want me to do that? Have you got that covered?
Oh, I can do it.
Okay.
On this one as well.
Okay.
So.
Yep, U.S. Forest Service restoration letter.
You're going to talk to Tom, or you want me to talk to Tom?
Last item, three.
Oh, my apologies. Yeah. I thought you meant this next subject.
But I got to ask again. So, yeah.
He specifically asked for information in that thing, so either of us to respond, I would probably put you as the contact for now.
Okay, that'll work.
Do you want to respond or do you want me to?
No, I can take it. I can take it.
Okay.
Yeah, so we'll stay in touch if there's a need for that.
That's sounds good. There's specific in that email name and contact information if we approve. So it would simply be the board voted and approved our interest,
yeah.
And here's the contact person. So that would work. And since it's legal, I think you're the appropriate contact.
Okay.
I mean, who knows if we have to send you to the Supreme Court or not, so.
Hopefully not in winter. Okay. Thanks for delaying on that one.
Oh, no problem. On to item four, U.S. Forest Service. U.S. Forest Service Forest Restoration Letter.
I have been attending some collaborative forest restoration meetings where the Forest Service is applying for grants to get money to do thinning and different treatment projects. And they had asked that the county, I've been very clear in this process that there's a couple things I want to protect in the process. That harvest of BLM, OLC lands is 50% to the counties and 25% of Forest Service is to the counties for roads departments, and I want to protect the interest of the counties providing essential services to the communities. Additionally, that we're a coordinating agency and not interested in joining a collaborative and losing our status as a coordinating agency. And what they've proposed is they actually say we understand that and we agree with that, and so they kind of propose that we have this level up here where the Forest Service is reaching out to agencies like counties, local government, and then they have the collaboratives and the different partners down below, but that we have access at this level, which so I said that we want to be at the table, we want to make sure we're part of the conversation, but we want to continue coordinating and making sure that our coordination plan is considered and that our harvest interests and best use of. So they drafted a letter asking if we would submit as part of their grant application for funding. There's a competitive process for them nationally. And I submitted it to Dave to give some feedback. And so I put that forward. The red was what Dave added. And there was a little cross out of a couple words. And then on the second page was also a recommendation to change an I to a we, because everywhere else in the letter is a we recommendation.
Right.
So just for consistency on that. But I guess where I'm at with this is if we don't do something, we're going to continue to burn our forests away. They need to be treating, they need to do a healthy forest management. We want them to continue doing harvests. And the harvest is what they're saying, our natural harvest can be the match for the grant dollars of these other projects. So the idea is that not all the current Forest Service personnel just go to this, that we need to have increased Forest Service personnel from where they were managing the forests better. They had more personnel. When they were responding, they've cut personnel, and can't keep up with what they're doing right now. So part of this was that this is a tool, but it's not to replace the tools that we still are asking of them, which is harvest and healthy forest management.
And what's our U.S. Forest Service lands within our county? What percentage? Isn't it smaller than I first think?
It's about 400. Well, BLM and Forest Service are both around 400,000 acres. Are they not?
I think
it's 68% for both.
Forest Service is a little less.
Yeah, BLM is greater, but it's 68% between the two of total county lands.
Right, so near 30% or a little above,
sure.
Or something, just for sake of argument. Okay, so that's what this affects. This doesn't affect the BLM side.
It does not affect BLM. Right. However, there are, 500,000 acres of the ONC lands that are Forest Service?
Somewhere in there.
So we have articulated that ONC lands...
Not very many of them here, but...
Correct. Mostly Douglas County, Coos County.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
That ONC lands be held to the ONC Act.
Right. Doesn't change those silos. So to speak. Okay.
And I think the portion that Mr. Streeter added kind of reiterates what we're saying about this is in partnership with the harvest. This isn't instead of.
Right. Okay. Any further discussion?
Is there any point in time when the U.S. Forest Service is just, they don't do anything? that they just go away and merge into BLM and go away?
They're actually selling maps.
So that's they sell maps.
They do?
So they do one thing. Probably do it.
So I would say that depending on where your forest is and where your district leadership is, you have different experiences with Forest Service personnel. And we had an interim forester here for a brief time who had been working in Happy Camp. So very nearest neighbor forest-wise, but it was California management versus Oregon management, very different styles, and even those neighbors having different responses. They know they have a lot of work to do and that we have a lot of catching up to do. And at what point do you either say harvest or no harvest or sit there and watch it burn? Mm-hmm. And they want to increase safety to the communities, get some projects, and this money has been appropriated federally, but they have to apply for a grant. If they don't have local support and local matching dollars, which is the private industries, their stuff can also count. So what we're doing locally can be the matching dollars, and that's important.
Sounds good.
It would be tough if you're on the East Coast to weigh into problems on the West Coast with national forest land.
Oh boy.
Because they don't have any. They don't have any.
There's national forests but there's not BLM on the West Coast.
There's not BLM on the East Coast.
But there's Forest Service.
Yeah, but it's still a lot less.
I don't know how much maples burn. I don't know if you ever hear any wildfires running rampant through the Ozarks.
Connecticut? Right. Maybe not.
Burn up all those Adirondack chairs.
So, do you need a motion for that? Just our word of support?
Well, they originally, at the time I was the one going, they asked if I would write it on behalf of the board, but I can't do that without your blessing. So we can either have it put on our letterhead and have all three sign, because it does say we, or we should amend it to say on behalf of the board, and with your permission I can sign. So whatever you both would prefer.
I think it has more when all three sign.
I agree.
As far as they're looking at it, so yeah.
So yeah. So if you guys would support that, and we could have staff put it on letterhead.
Yep.
And do that. So
yep. I can email. Without a motion, we just give support.
Yes.
All right. I'm emailing the clean version to you, Wendy.
Okay, any further discussion? All right. Well, we're still at Tuesday, January 7th, 2020 at 2 p.m. or call it 2:13. We will now meet in executive session for the following agenda items. Item 5A is county potential purchase of real property on Quartz Creek Road, ORS 192.6602E. Item 5B is county properties adjacent to Dollar Mountain, ORS 192.6602E. C is an offer to purchase county real property, ORS 192.6602E. And item 5D is a request referencing county real property, public works, ORS 192.6602E. So let me turn this off. We are back in session at 3:29. Item 5A, we got a staff update on. Item B, we authorized staff to continue negotiations. Item C, we authorized staff to make a counter offer. And item D, we're going to put further review by Josephine County Department. So. Let's move on to item 6, county potential purchase of real property on Quartz Creek Road.
Mr. Chair, I'd like to make a motion that we terminate the contract regarding the purchase of real property on Quartz Creek Road and authorize legal counsel to do the closure.
Yep.
Second.
Any further discussion? All those in favor say aye.
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 Aye. Motion carries 3-0. Sounds good. We will make that movement on that property. Item 7 is additional matters or additional subjects or matters from commissioners. Is there anything to add to this meeting?
No, I think we're about meetinged out today.
Well then, let's end this meeting. 3:31. Thank you all for coming.
Thank you.